ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ప్రెసెంట్ హియర్, ఐ ఆఫర్ ఆ మోస్ట్ లవింగ్ రెవరెన్షియల్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మోస్ట్ బిలవడ్ భగవాన్. డియరెస్ట్ భగవాన్, రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్, డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, I welcome one and all to this Sri Satya Sai Spiritual Conference. The theme of the conference is Living with Sri Satya Sai. Immediately I am reminded of an incident that happened here in the July of 1993 when I was a student here. Swami called us, the first year management graduates, for an interview. We were about 28 students. We went inside, sat ourselves comfortably. Swami came and he also sat in his chair. Then he asked, "How many of you?" We said 28. Swami said, No. "Don't you think I am one of you?" Now we are ready. Now we understood. As a good teacher, who not only corrects the wrong answer, but once again asks the question and expects us to give the right answer. Swami again posed the question, "Now tell me, how many?" We are ready. So we said, 29. No. Wrong answer. "I am in each one of you. I am in the heart of each one of you." When I read the theme of this conference, Living with Sri Satya Sai, I immediately was reminded of this incident. Because what does living with Sri Satya Sai mean? In our homes, in our altar, in our puja room, we will have a photo of Bhagwan. But we shouldn't allow Bhagwan to remain only in the altar. We should bring him down to our living room. Not just as another photo, but as a living experience. In our inner eye, we should see the form, the divine form of our Bhagwan. We should see the beautiful smile of our Bhagwan, the gleaming eyes, the hollow air. We should smell the enchanting fragrance of Bhagwan. We should feel the presence of Bhagwan. We should feel everything, every time, the presence of Bhagwan. That is living with Sri Satya Sai. This may look like an imagination initially, but it is not. Slowly it will transform into a realistic experience. Being with our ego across various janmas, it is very difficult initially, but that's where being part of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization or members of Bhagwan's institutions, it keeps reminding us our relationship with Bhagwan. What is our relationship with Bhagwan and what is the goal of our life? Slowly, then we will start feeling the Bhagwan inside us. That's what Bhagwan said, "I am in each one of you." Not only inside us, then we will start feeling the Bhagwan in every one of us, in everyone else. Then the line which we sing in our arati will become true in our life. There is a beautiful line. "Mata pita guru devamu mariyantayu nive." You are not only my mother, father, teacher, God, but everything else. You become my totality. You become my everything else. Dear brothers and sisters and respected elders, this is the theme of our conference. For the next 2 days, across six sessions, four here in the Sai Kulwant Hall and two in Purnachandra Auditorium, we'll have many learned speakers share their experiences and give various means and ways of making this experience permanent. This conference is not going to be one-way route here. It is not going to be only lecturing. It is going to be participative. Lot of items our group singing and chanting together. We request everyone to participate in the group songs and also chants. Firstly, let us start with a beautiful collective group song. Let us all sing in chorus in unison. Let's start with the group song, Soham Sai Om.
सब की नींव है, साई का सबको है संदेश।
living with Sri Satya Sai means vacating the driver's seat of ourselves and allowing Swami to occupy the driver's seat in our lives. Basically, it means surrender. I am reminded again of a beautiful way Swami said about surrender. There is no one else in the world who can play with words beautifully and give the essential wisdom in simple, lucid sentences. Swami said, "If you operate, I won't cooperate. But if you cooperate with me, I will operate in your life." Next, we request our All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations to deliver his keynote address, Living with Sri Satya Sai, Sri Nimesh Pandya, sir.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Most dearest and beloved Bhagwan, we are indeed grateful to you for this opportunity. And we pray to you that you guide us through these 2 days spiritual conference and teach us how to live with you. Respected elders, brothers and sisters of the Sai family, today indeed is the beginning of a journey for all of us, so to say, go back to the roots, to ensure that our foundation is strong. Because the edifice of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and the journey of each soul contemporary to the life of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba needs a very strong foundation. Foundation of faith. Faith in what? Faith that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is a name given to the cosmic power that energizes the entire cosmos. Faith in the fact that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and his message is not to be taken lightly. Faith in the fact that in fact the very breath is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Each one of us, every day, every moment, every second, the breath that we breathe in and the breath that we breathe out is nothing but the grace and the presence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba in each one of us. And that is the reality with which we want to counter ourselves. I remember Bhagwan saying this to one of the most senior devotees that I have known in my life. That there is nothing but breath. Breath is God. And therefore, we begin today's conference with this beautiful song, Soham Sai Hum. Because as we breathe in, so, and breathe out, hum. That is the reality of life. But the challenge is to be with this feeling in this constant integrated awareness, 24 hours every second. We must address this because this is the foundation on which we lay the edifice of our journey to the Divine Lotus Feet. I am reminded of a Chinnakatha where Swami mentioned about Lord Buddha and his disciple. And this is the bane of today's society. This is the problem with all of us. We are so enamored by singing the glory of Swami, but we fail to understand that singing the glory of Swami comes with a very strong back-to-back responsibility of practicing what Swami has said. Because only singing the glory of Swami without practicing in day-to-day life is what this story, the Chinnakatha Swami explained, reveals. Lord Buddha was traveling from village to village and place to place. And through his long journeys, he was tired one day. And he decided to rest. But he was in a village and the villagers were eagerly waiting for Buddha's sermon. So Buddha decided to tell his disciple that I am a little tired, I am resting. Why don't you go and address the congregation? So the young man, very proud of the fact, like most of us are when we stand on this podium, talking in front of Bhagwan, he started glory. Buddha is the greatest. Buddha is the ultimate. Nobody has ever come before Buddha. Nobody like Buddha will ever come. And he went on and on. And the whole congregation was applauding this young man speaking so beautifully. But the applaud was disturbing the resting Buddha. So he got up suddenly and said, "What is this noise?" So somebody told him, "Sir, your disciple is talking and the entire crowd is applauding this man speaking so beautifully." So Buddha got up and asked him, came out and this, like how Swami would say, "Stop." So Buddha also said, "Stop." He says, what are you talking about? "What is your age?" "Sir, I'm 25. "How many countries you visited?" "Swami, 2, 3. "You're 25 and you visited only 3 countries and you are still extolling Buddha that you have nobody like him, nobody before, nobody after. What experience do you have?" "Do not speak without experience." And Buddha shut that man, sit down quietly. Because experience is important. I too have been a victim of such a situation in the divine presence of Bhagwan when he corrected me. Speaking like this one time many years ago, when I touched his feet, the whole congregation was looking at it, but Swami was caressing my hair and telling me, "You are only speaking, but you have no experience." And that is the key that we need to understand today. That without experience, we will talk a lot. But the day we get experience, we will keep quiet. And that is the reality of spirituality that we must understand. It is in the depth of silence that the voice of God is heard. And that is the hallmark that Bhagwan wanted all his devotees to manifest. Living with Sri Satyasai is a golden opportunity for all of us in contemporary times. We don't know of the past, we don't know of the future. But the present we know that all of us have experienced the love of Bhagwan. And the only way we can pay tribute to Bhagwan is not merely by creating institutions, not merely by creating great activities and jobs, but we will have to sink and practice him in day-to-day life. Bhagwan wanted transformation. We've said this umpteen number of times. In fact, the motto of the Sai organization is self-transformation. And I do believe that the Sai organization is only meant for those people who have committed themselves to transform themselves so that their one-to-one relationship with Bhagwan can become strong. It is not meant for any other person with any other goal. He has no place in the Sai organization. The 9 points of code of conduct, brothers and sisters, each one of them is a beautiful masterpiece. Each one of them has the potential of taking you straight to the divine lotus feet. But the question is, practicing it sincerely, with love, with humility. We have to learn before we die and experience that Bhagwan is inside us. Very easy to talk, very difficult to practice and experience. Because every second of the day, our mind takes us in different directions. Despite knowing the truth, the mind still has the power to take you far away. It depends upon how much capacity you develop to bring the mind back into the place and keep him focused at the divine lotus feet. This is a challenge. In fact, this is why birth is. This is a challenge of birth when the senses take you in different directions and the conscience helps you to bring it back. But this must become our goal. This must become our mission. If this doesn't become our mission, then there is no way. The mind is the most powerful thing to take you away from God. Because it can realm and enjoy itself on this platform of the senses. But how to bring it back is what Bhagwan constantly endeared us to focus upon. Master the mind and become a mastermind. Remember, I am with you. I am inside you, outside you. The entire concept of seva in the Sai organization is not on the basis that I am doing something for somebody else. The whole foundation is that I am doing this for myself because I am seeing the same God in the other person as is in me. And therefore, that is the experience, the only experience and the only evaluation of seva in the Satyasai organization. There is no other evaluation in terms of targets or quantums at all in the Sai organization. Swami used to always say, "I am not interested in the work that you do. I am only interested in knowing what that work does to you in terms of transformation." That is the market of evaluation that I see. And therefore, I must confess, I have a very strong objection to this phraseology that all of us use in the Sai Yoga. I am doing Swami's work. I think this is the biggest lie. Nobody does Swami's work. It is Swami who is giving us opportunity to believe and practice and see, be His instrument. See that He uses us when He is doing His own work. And we experience. And therefore, the whole concept of surrender that brother was just talking about, these are fundamental issues that we need to address before we take this organization and the spiritual domain to the next level, in the, before we touch the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Today in the world, there are many spiritualists. There are many spiritual seekers. There are many masters, all legitimate, all great people, great personalities. But none can touch even an iota of the magnitude of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, who comes on the face of this earth to give us the most simplest solutions. It is Bhagwan who said that everything in the world is complicated, God alone is simple. And therefore all of us must ensure and endure to see that we keep the simplicity of the message of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in our minds. Let's not complicate this story. We did it. We complicated the whole story of God, and God had to come down on earth to simplify it. Now let us not start another journey of complicating the entire story of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The relationship of God is only one to one. Each one of us have experienced in the last so many years of Bhagwan's presence. The Bhagwan touched a heart. Everybody today, you ask any Sai devotee, he firmly believes that Bhagwan came on this earth only for himself and herself and for nobody else. That is the magnitude of the love that Bhagwan showed each one of us. And that is sacrosanct. That is not to be diluted. Because Bhagwan came for each one of us. Because Bhagwan wanted to cure each one of us like a lamp. He wanted to light each lamp so that one lamp can light the other lamp and the whole darkness can vanish. That is the path that all of us want to follow. And that is important. The 2 days deliberation which are happening right now, we have requested Bhagwan and we pray to Him that the Sai Kulwant Hall becomes like a tutorial where He speaks and we follow. We go back and revise all the lessons that Bhagwan has taught us in terms of the simple practices. Many people asked me, you can't call this a spiritual conference when you're talking such basic stuff as jap and dhyan and... But I want to say that if it is not for these basics, no journey to the divine lotus feet will ever start by reading any books or any chapters or doing great job. Because if you're not grounded in day-to-day practice, I don't think anything that matters to Bhagwan will be blessed by Bhagwan at any point of time. None of us can forget that we are bound to see love and brotherhood and see Swami in every one of us. Because it is this commitment of seeing Swami in each one of us will stop us from criticizing people. Will stop us from saying anything against anybody else. Will make us think 20 times before we even talk behind anybody's back. We are all guilty till today also. By chuckling behind people's back. By talking behind people's back. By talking in jest about somebody else, by trying to criticize somebody else. We are still guilty of all this. And that needs to be corrected as far as Bhagwan's mandate is concerned. Sincere respect for each human being. Sincere love for each human being. Sincere commitment to the fact that Swami is in each one of us. And therefore, the very word Sai Ram we utter, it has to be great, pregnant with great divine unconditional love for people. No more anybody can say Sai Ram in different facets and different emotions. There is only one emotion to Sai Ram, and that is actually wishing Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in every individual. And that is the sanctity of the word Sai Ram that we need to work as far as is concerned. These are essentials to the growth of spirituality as far as the Sai organization is concerned. The 2 days simple things that we want to revise again are the foundation of the Sai organization. In fact, these are the techniques which we teach our children in Balvikas. 9 years, when children practice this over 9 years, they transform into great human beings. And that's what the story of Satya Sai Bal Vikas has been. And the Satya Sai organization is nothing but an extension of Bal Vikas at a larger level. Therefore, if children can practice and succeed, why not elders is the question. Why would the elders think this is Bal Vikas, this is different? No. Bow down to Bal Vikas. Participate in Bal Vikas. Be a part of Bal Vikas, because that's where salvation lies and that's where the seed of compassion has been sown by Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Today when I see all over the world, there are so many students of the Shri Sat Sai Bal Vikas who have gone into the universities, who have gone into things, they stand out different. And that is the miracle of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, of creating individuals who stand out in society, robust in their character in all kinds. And that's where our focus should be in the next 2 days of practicing what we have to say. Brothers and sisters, I say this because we are all a part of a journey where faults are tremendous. We forget that every breath is to be remembered with Bhagwan. I remember when I asked this question to my mentor many years ago, who brought me to the Sai organization, and I asked him, when Swami took Mahasamadhi, I refused to believe that Swami had gone. And then I asked him, I said, now what happens? How do we behave when Swami's physical form is not there? And he told me something very nice, which I still remember, I'd like to share with you. He said, the best way to live with Bhagwan, the best way to live with Satya Sai, is to do that every second of your life. Remember him with every breath. And whatever you think and whatever you do, remember, ask two questions. If Bhagwan has to do this, would Bhagwan approve this or not? Point number one. If the answer is yes, proceed. If the answer is no, stop it. And then the manner of doing, how would Bhagwan do this if Bhagwan had to do it? Copy Bhagwan in that way. That is the safest way to live with Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba for the rest of our lives and to ensure that we remain at His divine lotus feet. This understanding of living with Satya Sai is what collectively we'll all do for the next 2 days. Before we go from here, after celebrating Bhagwan's birthday, we want to go back fortified. Fortified in the belief of how to live with Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba without any dimmer or without any fault. In all this, small things are going to help us, brothers and sisters, whether it is Jap, whether it is your Stotra Namavali, whether it is the meditation, whether it is the Gayatri Mantra, whether it is the Sai Gayatri Mantra, whether it is self-audit, whether it is study circle, whether it is satsang. All these are very, very important things. We want to visit back and fortify our faith in all these things as a part of our day-to-day life. If we eat, if we sleep, if we entertain ourselves, if that is sacrosanct for day-to-day life, equally sacrosanct are the practices of the 9 points of code of conduct, but rather I would say more sacrosanct than the normal things that we do in life. This commitment is important. Because if we don't make this commitment, then none of us have a right to say that we are devotees of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Because self-proclamation of devotion is a fallacy. It is only the declaration by the master when he recognizes that you are his devotee. That's what counts. And therefore, we have a great responsibility, brothers and sisters, in the entire world as we go from here to different parts of the world. Wherever we go, in whichever society we live, we cannot compromise on the principles of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. We'll have to reflect his glory through our actions and through our persona. Therefore, those excuses that, no, I can't help it, I'm an angry man. No, I can't help it because I'm a depressed person. No, I can't help it because I'm feeling sad. These are not excuses available to the Bhagwan, to the devotees of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Because Bhagwan has ordained that we are happy people. We are people who live with self-confidence of the fact that Bhagwan is inside us. It will be a great shame that after knowing Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, if I still have to go to another guru, if I still have to go to another spiritual master, the Sai organization is not good, this organization is good. But it's not the Sai organization, it's the divine master whom you heard and heard, and therefore that's the sanctity of the system. Therefore, Sai devotees around the world need to live on self-confidence. Heaven or hell, joy or sorrow, the faith that Bhagwan is inside is the source of self-confidence. Without self-confidence, there is no self-realization. You can go to any number of masters, you can go to any number of gurus, original or duplicate, but you will always have the problem, because if you don't get self-confidence, no master is going to come in front of your eye when you die and breathe the last. It is only practice, practice and practice that will bring the courage that when you die and the last breath comes, you will see Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba in front of your eyes, and that is salvation for which we are all working, brothers and sisters. And therefore, self-confidence is a must. It is a grace. It is a prasadam. The sweets we get here are not the prasadam. The prasadam is the blessing of Bhagwan Sat Sai Baba on all of us. When he said, I will give you self-confidence because I am inside you. Cooperate with me so I can operate, as Brother Vijay Krishnan just mentioned. And that is the success of this two-day conference that we want to achieve as we go further, brothers and sisters. Self-confidence to self-satisfaction. If you're not satisfied people, how will you sacrifice? And if you don't sacrifice, how will you realize the master? Are questions that we must ask. At this stage, I want to congratulate my team of people who have put up a lovely exhibition, which I endear all of you to see, and more of it will be spoken by my brother Sai Girdhar down the line. But carry this exhibition with you. This is the reminder. This is the way how to live with Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The entire Gita for you. By Lord Krishna in the form of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. To you in the form of Arjuna and Parth. Each one of us is Arjuna. Each one of us is the Parth here. And we will carry this message with us as we go further, brothers and sisters. In the Sai organization, as we go further, we want to ensure that the practice of the 9 points of code of conduct becomes sacrosanct. Each devotee practices this because that's where the success lies. That's where we will be instrument of Bhagwan's glory as we go further. We have given you a book. In the next 2 days, a lot of participation is going to happen. While the recitation comes, let the entire Sai Kulwant Hall together recite. Let the vibrations touch our hearts and Bhagwan will bless us. We've requested Bhagwan to be our master tutorial. He is going to guide us on the small things that he's already told us, but we have requested him today to remind us so that as he recites, we practice with him, and I urge all of us to be a part of this system as we go further. We have given you a book which has all the material to help you to recite as we go further. If you don't have it in the afternoon, before the afternoon session, we'll circulate more books. But open the books, see the sequence of things happening, and participate is my humble request to you so that we go back with an innate experience of what we have done for 2 days. There is also the Naam Likhit Jap. I know people think this is so elementary, this is so rudimentary. But today's problem is that all of us want a degree of doctorate and graduation without passing the kindergarten. And therefore I think, let's go back to kindergarten today. As I tell all my office bearers that please attend one Balvikas class, because you'll really know the essence of Swami when you attend the Balvikas class. So I urge all my brothers and sisters in the Sai organization, let's go back to kindergarten. Let's ensure that we're doing things correctly and regularly and consistently. And that's where we are all coming from. So join me. Here is a golden opportunity at the Divine Lotus Feet. And we pray to Him that He guides us on these simple things, because God is simple. God is not complicated. And simple things please Bhagwan very dearly. That's what Bhagwan has told us all the time. The little smile, a little love, a little affection, a little compassion. These are the things that give the flowers that Bhagwan likes. Let's offer them. Let's commit ourselves. Let's dream of a day when throughout the world all Sai devotees are never depressed, are never despondent, are always happy, both in joy and sorrow. That is the beautiful design. That is the beautiful image of Bhagwan's devotees. And that's what we want to achieve. With these few words, I thank you and welcome you all to this unique spiritual conference, a kindergarten way, learning how to live with Bhagwan. Like a child learns how to live with the mother, like a child learns how to live like the father, here today we will all learn how to live with our mother, father, and everything that is Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for those wonderful words. Now, we pray our beloved Bhagwan sincerely and reverentially for his divine discourse.
Embodiments of love. What all you said is quite true. God will not be happy for you.
Practical.
All our words must be translated into action.
New platform speeches lo.
You may be a hero on a platform.
Practical sense lo, zero.
In practical life, you may be a zero.
Practical sense lo, hero.
You should be a hero in practical life.
Adi naaku chaala ishtam.
That what Bhagwan expects
of you. Practical lo, hero ka.
Any difficulty you may have in practical life, be a hero. Divinity is experienced by elders. Prophet Muhammad,
కానీ జీతన కానీ
జీసస్
ఈ వీరందరూ కూడా ఎంతనో గొప్పవారంట.
ఆల్ ఆర్ వెరీ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్.
వారు ఎంత గ్రేట్నెస్ ఎట్లా వచ్చింది?
వేర్ డస్ ది సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్నెస్ లై?
మంచి పనులు చేయటం చేతనే గ్రేట్నెస్ వచ్చింది.
దేర్ గుడ్నెస్ బ్రాట్ దెమ్ ద గ్రేట్నెస్.
ఈ గ్రేట్నెస్ లో దాంతో గుడ్నెస్ కూడా చేర్చాలి.
దేర్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ కాంబినేషన్ ద గుడ్నెస్ టూ.
కనుక గ్రేట్నెస్ కంటే గుడ్నెస్ చాలా మంచిది.
గుడ్నెస్ ఈస్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ గ్రేట్నెస్.
ఎంతమందో భారతదేశం నందు మహనీయులంతా ఉన్నారు.
ఇన్ భారత్ దేర్ మెనీ నోబుల్ సోల్స్.
ఎంతో ప్రేమతో పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భావంతో వీరు సత్యసాయి పేరు పెట్టుకుని ఎంతో పవిత్రమైన కార్యములు చేస్తున్నారు. కార్యములు చేస్తున్నారే కానీ క్రమక్రమేణా బుద్ధులు మాత్రం దుర్బుద్ధులుగా మారిపోతున్నాయి.
ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సత్యసాయి విత్ ఆల్ ద లవ్ అండ్ శాంక్టిటీ బిహైండ్ యు డూ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్క్ బట్ యెట్ ద థాట్ ఇస్
ప్రధానం కాదు. గుణములు చాలా ప్రధానం.
భగవాన్ డస్ నాట్ కన్సిడర్ ద వర్క్ వ్యాలిడ్.
ఎక్కడైనా అడవులు ఎందున్నా ఆకాశములు ఉన్నా పల్లెలున్నా పట్టణమున్నా ఎక్కడున్నప్పటికీ గుణములు చాలా అవసరం.
యు మే బి ఆన్ ఎర్త్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద స్కై ఇన్ ద స్పేస్ అప్ ద మౌంటైన్ డౌన్ డీప్ ఇన్ ద వ్యాలీ ఆర్ ఇన్ ద డీప్ సీ యు షుడ్ హావ్ వాల్యూస్.
అసూయాభావము చాలా చెడ్డది.
జెలసీ ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యాడ్.
ఆ అసూయ ఉన్నటువంటి వారికి ఏనాడికి నీ జీవితం జీవితంగా జరగదు.
జెలస్ పర్సన్ వుడ్ నెవర్ బి సక్సెస్ఫుల్.
లివింగ్ డెత్ అని చెప్పవచ్చు.
జెలసీ లీడ్స్ టు లివింగ్ డెత్.
దానికి తగినట్టుగా ఇక్కడ మాటలు అక్కడ అక్కడ మాటలు ఈ తంటాలు చెప్పుకోవటం.
ఫర్దర్ యాడింగ్ టు దిస్ వీ ఫైండ్ క్యారీయింగ్
టేల్స్. నీకు ఎందుకు ఈ మాటలు?
వై డు యూ క్యారీ టేల్స్?
ఇతరుల గురించి నీవెందుకు దూషించటము?
వై డు యూ క్రిటిసైజ్ అదర్స్?
నీలో ఉన్నటువంటి దుర్గుణాన్ని నీవు దూషించుకో.
జస్ట్ అక్యూజ్ ఆల్ ద బ్యాడ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఇన్ యూ.
దుర్భావములను నీవు దూసి పారవేయి.
బ్రష్ అసైడ్ ఆల్ ద బ్యాడ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఇన్ యూ.
కానీ బరులందు లేనటువంటి దుర్గుణాన్ని నీవు పుట్టించి ఎందుకు నీవు ప్రచారం చేస్తావు?
బట్ యూ అట్రిబ్యూట్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ టు అదర్స్ అండ్ పబ్లిక్.
కొంతమంది ఎన్ని విధములుగా చెప్పినప్పటికీ వారిలో మార్పు చెందటం లేదు.
ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ రిపీటెడ్ కాషన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో చేంజ్ ఇన్ మెనీ.
ఇప్పుడు 5-6 సంవత్సరం నుంచి కూడా నాకు చాలా బేజారుగా ఉంటుంటుంది.
భగవాన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ మచ్ వెక్స్డ్.
ఇలాంటి సమస్యలు ప్రాప్తించి ప్రయత్నించి ప్రారంభించి ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది యూజ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఇన్స్టిట్యూషన్స్ అండ్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్?
సమితిలంతా పెట్టుకుంటున్నారు.
We have samitis.
Bhajan mandalilu pettukuntunnaru.
Bhajan mandali.
Social work anta chestunnaru.
We do social work.
Study work jarugutunnaru.
And we find so
jarugutunnaru panulu. Em prayojanam?
So much work is going on. Why?
Hrudayamlo prema tattvame lekapothe enni jaripi kudunu prayojanam ledu.
Without love in our heart, transformation.
Love is God. Live in love.
Love is God. Live in love.
Aa prema tattvanni meer penchukovali.
Develop the spirit of love.
కనుకనే ఊరికి వారిపైన వీరిపైన ద్వేషాలు పెట్టుకోవటము.
అండ్ హేట్రెడ్ అగెన్స్ టీచర్.
ఈ టీచర్స్ టీచర్స్ లోపల కూడా ద్వేషాలు.
అండ్ దే హేట్రెడ్ అమంగ్ టీచర్స్.
ఈ టీచర్స్ టీచర్స్ లోపల పార్టీలు.
దేర్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ఫైటింగ్ గ్రూప్ ఇస్.
ఇలాంటి దుర్బుద్ధులు ఉన్నటువంటి వారిని కాల్చివేసినా కానీ తప్పలేదు.
సచ్ బ్యాడ్ పీపుల్ విత్ ది కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్స్.
ఇలాంటి దుర్గుణములు ఉండేటువంటి వారిని నేనేమాత్రమో చూడను.
Bhagwan will never consider those people with his bad qualities.
నేను ఏమి కావాల్సినా నేను ఇస్తాను.
Bhagwan is ready to give.
ప్రాణం కావాల్సింటే ఇస్తాను కానీ దుర్గుణాన్ని దూరం చేసుకోండి.
Bhagwan is ready to give his life for you, but give up the bad qualities.
కనుకనే సత్యసాయి అనేటువంటి పేరుకు తగినటువంటి గౌరవాన్ని ఇవ్వాలి.
We should respect the organization.
ఎన్నో సంస్థలు ఈ రకంగా జరుగుతున్నాయి.
దర్ మెనీ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్.
ఏ సంస్థలైనా కానీ స్వామి పేరు పెట్టుకున్నప్పుడు సత్య అన్న సత్య మార్గంలో పోవాలి.
ద ఆర్గనైజేషన్ బేరింగ్ ద మ్యాచ్లెస్ హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సత్య షుడ్ ఫాలో ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
ఈ సత్యన సాయి అని పేరు పెట్టుకుని సత్యాన్ని పలకపోతే ప్రయోజనం ఏంటి?
విత్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సత్య సాయి ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ స్పీక్ ట్రూత్ వాట్ ఫార్ ఇస్ ద నేమ్?
నోరెత్తితే అబద్దము.
By the time we speak,
కాలు పెడితే అధర్మము.
అండ్ ఆల్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ అన్రైచువస్.
మొహం తిప్పితే ప్రేమనే ఉండదు.
అండ్ అవర్ ఫేస్ డస్ నాట్ షో ఎనీ లవ్.
కనుకనే మనము ఆ సత్య ధర్మాన్ని ప్రేమతో మనం పెంచుకున్నప్పుడే ఆ సమస్యలు కూడా బాగా పెరుగుతాయి.
దేర్ ఫోర్ వెన్ వీ డెవలప్ ట్రూత్ అండ్ రైచువస్నెస్ ఆన్ ద ఫౌండేషన్
ఈనాడు ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని.
Today this principle of love,
satya margani,
and the path of truth,
dharma tattvani,
and also righteousness,
abhirudhi pachukovali.
We have got to develop them.
Adiye meeru cheyavalsinatundi pani.
That's what we are supposed to do.
Daiva samasthalanu pettukotamunu dharma karmalu acharinchatamu idi manchidi kadu.
Being the organization of the divine, our deeds cannot be demonic.
కనుక సత్యమైన మార్గంలో సత్య మార్గమును ప్రవేశపెట్టాలి.
So we should follow the path of truth in a righteous way.
కనుకనే భగవంతునకు అన్ని రకములైనటువంటి పేర్లంతా కూడా నియమిస్తుంటూ వచ్చారు.
గాడ్ హెస్ సో మెనీ నేమ్స్ ఇన్
సత్యధర్మ పరాయణ నమః.
And he really maintains the personification of truth. What an amount of meaning it conveys. His embodiment of love. And love is the main principle of human life. Without life, without love, what for is the life? People go on carrying the tail against each other. It is a matter of shame among women to have such qualities.
మొదల నుంచి కూడాను ఈ దుర్గుణం స్త్రీల్లో లేకుండా ఉండేటువంటిది.
రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బిగినింగ్ దేర్ వర్ నో ట్రేస్ ఆఫ్ సచ్.
నా యొక్క ఉద్దేశము చదువులు పెరుగుతూ పెరుగుతూ రావటం వల్ల దుర్గుణాలు కూడా పెరుగుతూ వచ్చాయి.
భగవాన్ ఫీల్స్ దాట్ దేర్ ఇస్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ టుడే.
చదువులన్నీ చదివి చాలా వివేకి అయి మెగిడి తన్నెలు కూడా మంతమత్తుడు.
విత్ ఆల్ ది ఎడ్యుకేషన్ అండ్ స్పెషలైజేషన్ మ్యాన్ డస్ నాట్ నో హిస్ ట్రూ
ఐడెంటిటీ. ఎంత చదువు చదివి ఏ రీతి ఉన్నను హీనను కూడా మానలేడు.
విత్ ఆల్ ది హై ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఏ మీన్ మ్యాన్ వుడ్ నెవర్ గివ్ అప్ హిస్ మీన్ మైండ్.
తరచి చదువు చదువ తర్కవాదమే కానీ పూర్ణ జ్ఞానం ఎప్పుడు పొందలేదు.
ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ హెల్ప్స్ యూ టు ఆర్గ్యూ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్ బట్ నాట్ ఎర్న్.
ఇలాంటి చదువు చదువు చదివి చావంగనేటికి.
ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ అక్వైరింగ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ వై షుడ్ వి డై.
చావు లేని చదువు చదువువాలి.
వీ షుడ్ స్టడీ టు బి ఇమ్మోర్టల్.
కనుకనే ఈ దుర్గుణములతో కూడినటువంటి చదువు ఉండి ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
దిస్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ విత్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఈజ్ యూస్లెస్.
కనుక మనం చదువులు కాదు ముఖ్యము, గుణములు చాలా అవసరము.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద ఎడ్యుకేషన్ దట్ మ్యాటర్స్, ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ ద క్వాలిటీ.
ఈ దుర్గుణముతో కూడినటువంటి వాడిని స్నేహం చేయడం వల్ల వీరు కూడా దుర్గుణాలు చాలు.
Joining the bad company, you also become bad.
Jaja durjana samsargam.
Run away from the bad company.
Bhaja sadhu samagamam.
Join the good company.
Kuru punya maharatram.
Do good deeds day and night.
Adi mukhyamainatvanti manavuniki.
These are the important qualities for mankind.
Chedda varito manam sneham cheyatam cheta manam kuda chedda varaipotam.
If you join the bad company, you turn bad.
Mahabharatam lopala goppa vaadu Karnudu.
In Mahabharata, Karna is a mighty man.
Karnudu sarva vidyalu sampurnanga nechukunnatundi vaadu.
He is an expert in archery.
Adu mahaguruvu yokka cheyi pettinatundi vaadu.
And in fact he is not an ordinary one.
Arjunudu kante goppa vidya kaliginatundi vaadu.
He is greater, more knowledgeable than Arjuna.
Kaani inta goppa vidyavantudu ainappatikini
being an intellectual,
Karnudu yokka peru enduku chedipoyindi?
Why did he get a bad name, Karna?
Duryodhana Dushasana adulaka samparkam cheta tana peru paadaipoyindi.
Because Karna joined the bad company of Duryodhana and Dushasana.
కనుకనే అంత గొప్పవాడే ప్రయోజనం ఏమిటి?
సో దో హీ సో గ్రేట్
కర్ణుడంతటి వాడు కడపటికి ఏమయ్యే?
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు కర్ణ సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ మ్యాన్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్?
కనుకనే మనము ఎన్ని విధములు చదివినప్పటికీ బుద్ధి సరిలేకపోతే అన్ని వ్యర్థమైపోతుంది.
వెన్ అవర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వుడ్ బి
దూరంగా మనం పోవాలి.
వీ షుడ్ రన్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్యాడ్ కంపెనీ.
అప్పుడే నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క తత్వము.
దెన్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ యువర్ ట్రూ నేచర్.
కనుక విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
విద్యార్థిని,
బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్,
అందరు కూడాను గుణములు మొట్టమొదటి పెంచుకోండి.
ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ డెవలప్ హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీ.
ధనమును సంపాదించి ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ ఎర్నింగ్ మనీ,
మదమెచ్చును మదమెచ్చును మదమెచ్చిన దుర్గుణంబు మానక హెచ్చును.
వెన్ వన్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ మోర్ ఆఫ్ మనీ దేర్ బి మోర్ ఆఫ్ ఈగో అండ్ అవరెస్.
మదముడిన ధనముడుగును ధనముడిగిన మదముడుగును.
వెన్ వన్స్ మనీ ఇస్ గాన్ యూ కెనాట్ బి ఈగోయిస్టిక్.
మదమిడిగిన దుర్గుణంబు మారునివేమా.
దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ విత్ ద లాస్ ఆఫ్ మనీ యూ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ.
కనుకనే మనకు ధన సంపాదన గొప్పది కాదు.
అమాసింగ్ వెల్త్ ఇస్ నాట్
దట్. సంపాదన చాలా అవసరమైనటువంటిది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ వాల్యూస్ ఆర్
అమితంగా మాట్లాడండి.
టాక్ ఇన్ లిమిటెడ్
మాట్లాడటం చేతనే ఈ విధమైనటువంటివన్నీ వస్తుంటాయి.
టూ మచ్ టాక్ లీడ్స్ టు ఆల్ దీస్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ.
ఎన్ని సంస్థల్లో నువ్వు చేరినప్పటికీ నీ లోపల ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క భావమే మార్చుకునుకుంటున్నా నీ ఉండి ప్రయోజనం లేదు.
యూ మే బీ ఇన్ ఎనీ ఆర్గనైజేషన్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో కాగ్నైజబుల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ.
మాటలు మాటలు.
We talk too much.
కానీ హృదయం చేదు మనసు.
బట్ దో వీ టాక్ స్వీట్లీ ద హార్ట్ ఈస్ బిట్టర్.
పాయిజన్
ఇస్ పాయిజన్ పాయిజన్.
కనుకనే మొట్టమొదట మనం మనసు లోపల తీయదనాన్ని పెంచుకోవాలి.
సో వీ షుడ్ సీ దట్ దేర్ విల్ బి నెక్టర్ విద్ ఇన్.
అది ఏ నిజమైనటువంటి హృదయము.
దాట్ ఈస్ ట్రూ హార్ట్.
హృత్ ప్లస్ దయా హృదయము.
హృత్ ప్లస్ దయా.
దయా హృదయం కావాలి.
One should be compassionate.
ప్రేమ హృదయం కావాలి.
One should be full of love.
అప్పుడే నిజమైనటువంటి మానవుడు.
Then you are a true human.
ఈ విధంగా జీసస్ ప్రేమహృదయుడైపోయి అనేక మందిని బీదలను సాధలను సాకుతూ సంరక్షిస్తూ వారికి తగినటువంటి తోడులీడిగా ఉండటం చేత అనేక మంది విరోధులు బయలుదేరారు.
As Jesus being the embodiment of love, He started helping the poor, needy and the forlorn. Therefore that led to many of the foes.
ఎవరైనా సరే మంచి వారికి సహాయం చేయండి.
Let him be anyone. Help
anyone. ఎన్ని కష్టములు వచ్చినా కూడా పర్వాలేదు.
Doesn't matter even if you
have bothered sambhavichina paravaledu.
You may have difficulties on the way.
Paruvanu maatram dushinchakoodadu.
But never criticize anybody.
Andari endu undreyatundi oke aatmane.
The same atma dwells in all.
Nee aatmane neevu dushinchetunte vaani endukolanu ade aatmane untundali.
The atma present in you is present in the other man whom you hate.
Itannu dushistunnavani neevu bhavistavu kaani kaadu kaadu ninnu neeve dushinchukunnattu.
You think you are criticizing someone else? No. You are criticizing yourself.
ఊరుకుండు అంతే కాని పరులను దూషించకూడదు.
If you don't like, remain silent. Don't accuse.
కనుక ఇలాంటి మంచి గుణములు పెంచుకుంటున్నాండి.
So we should do good deeds and develop good qualities.
చెడ్డ గుణములు పెంచుకుంటూ మంచి పనులు ఎన్ని చేసినప్పటికీ ప్రయోజనం ఉండదు.
With the bad qualities, no amount of good work will come to your help.
మంచి మాటలైనా పలకండి.
At least speak good
words. You cannot always oblige, but you can speak always obligingly.
You cannot always oblige, but you can speak obligingly.
కనుక నీవు మంచి మాటలు మాట్లాడు.
Speak softly and sweetly.
అంతేకాని ఇతరులపైన దోషములు తేలిపోని కల్పించి మాట్లాడుకోవటం ఇది రాక్షస కృత్యము.
Don't find fault with others and spread this, share this with everybody.
ఎవరికైనా బాధ జరిగితే నీవు బాధపడకూడదు.
If there is any suffering that come to your notice,
ఈ నాడు వారికి జరిగింది లేకపోతే మాకు జరుగుతుందేమో.
Today they are suffering, tomorrow I may suffer.
కనుక ఎవరికైనా బాధలు తప్పదు.
One is bound to suffer someday or other.
కనుక అందరి క్షేమాన్ని మనం కోరండి.
We should pray for the welfare of everybody.
లోక సమస్త సుఖినో భవంతు.
That's the reason why we pray, let the whole world be happy and peaceful.
కనుక మనం అందరి యొక్క క్షేమాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలి.
We have to work for the prosperity of everybody.
అందరి యొక్క క్షేమాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలి.
We should also know the welfare of everybody.
మన హృదయం హిరణ్యగర్భంగా మారాలి.
Our heart should be golden, హిరణ్యగర్భం.
అప్పుడే మంచి మంచి భావము మంచి జీవితము కలుగుతుంది.
With the golden heart there will be golden ideas and a successful life.
కనుకనే మంచివాడనడానికి కారణం ఇదే.
This is, should be the trend of a good
నీ
man.
గొప్పవాడు కానక్కర్లేదు మంచివాడు కా.
You don't need to be a great man, be a good man at least.
అందరూ నిన్ను ప్రేమించేటట్టుగానే ప్రయత్నించాలి.
Behave yourself as to be loved by everybody.
కనుక నీ భగవంతుని అంతా కూడా హిరణ్యగర్భాయన మహాన్న అందరూ భగవంతుని ప్రేమిస్తారు.
God has got this Hiranyagarbha because all love him.
ఎప్పుడు కూడా ఆనందంగా ఉంటాడు.
God is always blissful.
ఎవర్ని ద్వేషించడు.
He never hates anybody.
ఎవర్ని పరిహసించడు.
He never makes fun of anybody.
ఏది చేసినా వారి మంచి కోసమే చేస్తుంటాడు.
Whatever God does, it is for your good.
కనుక ఏది చేసినప్పటికీ నా మంచికి నా మంచికి అని.
All actions of God are for your own good.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను ఆ ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
సో ఎవ్రీ మ్యాన్ షుడ్ డెవలప్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
సత్య మార్గాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
అండ్ షుడ్ ఫాలో ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
నీతిని నిలుపుకోండి.
అండ్ వీ హావ్ టు అప్హోల్డ్ మొరాలిటీ.
నీతి లేని జాతి నిర్భయంబు.
అండ్ వితౌట్ మొరాలిటీ ద నేషనాలిటీ ఇస్ యూస్లెస్.
కాబట్టి నేషనాలిటీ ఉండినంత మాత్రమే కాదు మొరాలిటీ కూడా ఉండాలా.
ఇస్ నాట్ ఎనఫ్ ఇఫ్ యూ హావ్ నేషనాలిటీ.
చాలా మంది నేషనాలిటీ నేషనాలిటీ దేశభక్తి కావాలని కోరుతుంటారు.
పీపుల్స్ stress on nationality and patriotism.
Nationality undi prayojanam enti?
What for is that nationality?
Nijamainatundi oka prema tattvam undali.
So love and morality are more important.
Morality lekapothe nationality undi prayojanam ledu.
Without morality mere nationality is useless.
Annitikunu morality chala important.
So for all morality is very important.
Kanuka mana morality ni penchukovali.
So we have to develop the moral conduct.
మోరల్ కాండక్ట్ పెట్టుకునేటప్పుడే మనిషిగా మారుతాడు.
When once there is moral conduct, we'll be true human.
కనుకనే ఆ ప్రేమ చేత మీ హృదయాన్ని పవిత్రం చేసుకోండి.
Make your heart sacred with love.
ఇది విదేశీయులు కానీ ఈ దేశీయులు కానీ స్వదేశీయులు కానీ అందరూ నేర్చుకోవాల్సింది ఒక్కటే.
Everybody, foreigners or the natives, all of you should learn only one
ప్రేమ,
thing.
ప్రేమ, ప్రేమ.
Love and love and love
alone. Selfless love.
Selfless love.
ఆ selfless love ఉన్నప్పుడే నీవందరినీ ప్రపంచాన్ని నువ్వు ఆకర్షింపజేస్తావు.
యూ హ్యావ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ లవ్, యుల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అట్రాక్ట్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్.
లవ్ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్.
లవ్ ఈజ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్.
సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ లవ్లెస్.
సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ లవ్లెస్.
సెల్ఫ్ ఉంటుంటే లవ్లెస్ అయిపోతుంది.
వెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ సెల్ఫ్ దేర్ విల్ నో లవ్.
కనుకనే మీరు ప్రేమతో మీరు జీవించాలి.
సో లీడ్ యువర్ లైఫ్ విత్ లవ్.
ప్రేమ ముదిత మనసి రామ 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 ఘట్టమన పరమ శాంతి పరమిదాన దివ్య నామస్త భక్తజనర జీవన
blissfully hearing Swami and following his bhajans. How lovingly Swami says in the beginning, Adi naku chala ishtam. What is this ishtam? That we lead a life that befits his name, Sri Satya Sai. That is the ishtam of the Lord. Isn't that a simple sutra for the theme, living with Sri Satya Sai? Next to the agenda, we have a talk on importance of Gayatri Mantra. It will be delivered by Sri Vednarayan. Sri Vednarayan is a known face across here. More than that, he is a known voice because he has been one of the leading Vedam chanting person in the morning, Vedic invocation and as well as in the Sai Kulwant Hall. Sri Vednarayan sir is associated with Bhagwan for the last 5 decades. He was one of the first batches of Balvika student. He joined Bhagwan's educational institution in 1976. He did his master's in science, then bachelor's in science and master's in philosophy and master's in Sanskrit. Now he works as a Sanskrit teacher in our school. He also received the National Best Teacher Award in 2004 from the noble hands of our former president, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. Now we invite Dr. Vednarayan sir to deliver an address on importance of Gayatri Mantra.
my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of my mother Sai. Dearest Bhagavan, respected elders, and dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We are living in a world where each and every one aspires for success, name, fame, and what not. Every man competes with each other to establish his supremacy. But is he able to achieve that? In the process, what he gains is hatred, jealousy, and anger. He aims at one thing, what he gets is something else. Why is it so? When each and every human being is the embodiment of God, why this should happen? If there is a solution? Yes. Bhagavan Baba says that chanting of the Gayatri Mantra is the only solution for all these problems. Gayantam Trayate Iti Gayatri. Gayatri is the one which protects the person who chants it. Not only it protects the person who chants it, it also gives him success, name, fame, and you name it, you will have everything with it. Why this mantra is so potent? Gayatrim Chandasa Mata. This particular mantra is the mother of all the Vedas. Not only that, it is a universal prayer for the welfare of everyone. And by doing this, we get Iha, that belongs to this world, as also the Para, refers to the other world. What is Gayatri Mantra? Of course, we all know what is Gayatri Mantra, but probably what we do not know is how to chant it properly. Bhagavan Baba, out of his mercy, he has taught us that when we chant the Gayatri Mantra, it is essential that we have to pause this mantra at 5 places, and it should be chanted thus. Om Bhurbhuvah Suvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. What is the meaning of this particular mantra? Let me start from the last. Dhiyo yona prajotayat. Let all our intellects be illumined. Now I will come to the first part. So we are looking for the illumination of our intellects. And where we are looking? We are looking into the creation. Om. The entire creation starts with Om. So this Om represents, it is the totality of the creation. And we are bringing our focus down to the 3 worlds of Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, and Suvaha. And these 3 worlds, in these 3 worlds, whom we can pray to for the illumination? Tat Savituhu Varenyam. One who is fit to be worshipped is Tat, that Savitra. That Savitra, another name of Gayatri is the Savita. That Savita is the best one to be worshipped. And how is that Savita? She is full of brilliance. So, I meditate upon that full brilliance. భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి. ఐ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దాట్ పర్టికులర్ బ్రిలియన్స్. ధియో యోన ప్రజోతయాత్. లెట్ అవర్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ బి ఇల్యూమిన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ సెల్ఫిష్ ప్రేయర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ ప్రేయర్. Having known that, the next question you will ask, when to chant the Gayatri? The best time to chant Gayatri, the moment you decide in your life, I should chant Gayatri, that is the best time. If we aspire for, we will do it in the morning or in the evening, it goes on like that, it will never happen. So, this is the right moment. And the next question, where to chant? How to chant, whether sitting or standing? Bhagavan Baba says that you can chant this anyway, even if you are walking on the road or driving a car. Rest assured that if you chant this mantra properly, there can never ever be an accident on the road. It is so powerful, it is so potent. Next question. Who can chant Gayatri? 50 years back, this particular mantra was confined to men of one particular community. It was the compassion of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba that he opened up this mantra for the humanity all, without any distinction of caste, color, religion, young or old, even to the women. It is very, very important that Bhagavan has given so much of importance to this mantra. And the next question is, what is this power of this mantra? Recently there was a TV news from All India Institute of Medical Science, Delhi. One of the doctor, in collaboration with one of the scientists from Indian Institute of Science, they did research on their patients with the Gayatri mantra, and they collected all the data. They did the MRI of the patients, those who did Gayatri mantra, and they found that the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is responsible for memory power, for concentration, there was an increase of this particular part of the brain. Not only that, there is an increase of a chemical which is called GABA. This particular chemical is responsible for making one happy, one peaceful. Also, this chemical which is responsible for the concentration of the mind. Dr. Howard from United States, he did the research on all the mantras, and he found that the Gayatri mantra is the most potent because per second it could emit 1,10,000 sound waves. Per second, 1,10,000 sound waves. And he proved that compared to the other mantras, this is the highest type of mantra which we can chant. And now coming to our higher secondary school, last year we introduced the chanting of Gayatri mantra. And the students, I have to mention this specially because the 10th class students of last year, they took it up very, very seriously. They used to chant it regularly, and weekly once they used to report the number of chanting they used to do. And they always used to do. Any time you ask them, even in between periods, they will be doing Gayatri. As a whole, they were average students. And when the final exam results came, they have broken all records, all the previous records of the school. And the highest topper who scored the percentage was 98.6 in the 10th class examination. And even now these boys are doing, now they are in the 11th class. And every week they report to me how many times. Yesterday every Sunday they tell me. And you know how many they have done last week? 1,39,450. And one of the boys, they came and told, "Sir, I have to tell you something. Because of these boys, they have influenced their parents and their family. Everybody has started chanting Gayatri now." One of the boys came and told me, "Sir, my grandmother, she is a chronic blood pressure patient for years. And to control her blood pressure, per day she has to take half a dozen medicine. But after she started chanting this mantra, her pressure has become completely normal and she has stopped all medications." Dear sisters and brothers, what are we waiting for? Here is a great power which is enshrined within us. It has been locked within us. And Bhagavan Baba, out of his compassion, he has given us the key, the universal key of Gayatri. It is for us to open up this treasure and get all the benefit out of this mantra. So here is the great chance. It is high time we awake to the situation, and every moment of our life, let us make it a sadhana, that let us chant this mantra and let us experience this wonderful benefits by which we ultimately merge with our beautiful Lord. Thank you for your patience, Sairam.
Thank you, sir. Sir has asked us a question. What are we waiting for? And why not chant the Gayatri Mantra now? And why not chant the Gayatri Mantra collectively? And we have an added fortune. We will have our dearest Bhagwan leading the chant, and we all will follow Bhagwan. After the Gayatri Mantra, we will have collective rendition of Sai Gayatri 2. I request one and all to join the chant, and let's all enjoy the bliss together with Bhagwan. Sai Ram.
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात् तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि
धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम्
भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि
धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ధియో యో న ప్రచోదయా
ఈశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నః సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్ ఓం సాయీశ్వరాయ 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 విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి ತನ್ನ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ಓಂ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ಸತ್ಯದೇವಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ 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 ತನ್ನ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್.
ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ.
We will once again pray to our beloved Bhagwan for his divine discourse on the essence of Gayatri Mantra.
Prema swaroopulara Gayatri Mantra anetvantadi tellavaru daamana 4 gantala nunchi tellavaru 8 gantala lopalle manam edo oka kaalam neeminchukoni ee Gayatri Mantra nu uchcharinchali.
Now this Gayatri Mantra has to be taken up for chanting any time during this period of 4 a.m. to 8 a.m.
time kalamu 4 gantala modalu ratri 8 gantala lopalle edo oka nindita kalamunu manamu ee gayatri mantra nu uchcharistu ravali.
Likewise at any set time between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. should we undertake the chanting of this mantra.
Gayatri mantra anetundi sarvadaika swaroopam.
గాయత్రి మంత్ర ఇస్ ది వెరీ ఎంబాడీమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఇది ఒక మతమునకు కానీ, ఒక కులమునకు కానీ, ఒక లింగమునకు కానీ, ఒక స్థాయికి కానీ సంబంధించినటువంటిది కాదు.
ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఎనీ కాస్ట్, ఎనీ రిలీజన్ ఆర్ ఎనీ సెక్ట్ యాజ్ సచ్.
ఇది 9 విధములైనటువంటి వర్ణ స్వరూపంగా ఉంటుంది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ యూనివర్సల్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ స్కోప్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ 9 చీఫ్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్.
తత్, సవితుర్, వరేణ్యం, భర్గు, దేవస్య. ఇది 9 రకములైనటువంటి వర్ణంతో కూడి ఉంటుంది.
ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ 9 ఆఫ్ దీస్ కాంప్లెక్షన్స్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ దిస్ మంత్ర.
ధీమహి, ఈ అనేటువంటిది ఒక ధ్యానమునకు సంబంధించినటువంటిది.
ధీమహి ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ పర్టైన్స్ టు మెడిటేషన్.
ధియోయోన ప్రచోదయాత్, అనగా నాకు మంచి బుద్ధిని అనుగ్రహించమని ఇది ఒక ప్రార్థన కింద చేరుతూ వస్తుంది.
అండ్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద లాస్ట్ టూ where you talk about a prayer, it is in the form of a prayer to Lord that you be endowed with a proper intention.
Gayatri mantra mu varnana dhyanamu prarthana ee moodinte oka sammilitamainatundi swaroopamu.
So this Gayatri mantra is a mantra where you have these three coming together, a description, a sort of meditation and a prayer as such.
బ్రహ్మవిత్ బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి. బ్రహ్మతత్వాన్ని గుర్తించుకునేది ఏ రీతిగా అంటే మన యొక్క నిజతత్వాన్ని మనం భావించుకోవాలి.
How do we attain the state of Brahma? Only when you have understood your own nature.
Oka chinna udaharanam,
a small example.
Ee brahma tattvaniki manam ee reethiga arhulam avtamu adhikaralam avtamu ani vicharinchinappudu iniki oka chakkani aadarsham untundadi.
When we ask a question, when do we become deserving of this state of Brahma? When can we understand it? An example for this.
Taali kattaka moorpu anyamuga undinatvanti kanya taali kattina tarvata భర్త యొక్క ఆస్తిలో అర్ధ అధికారి అవుతుంది.
ఏ గర్ల్ బిఫోర్ బీయింగ్ మ్యారీడ్ టు ఏ పర్సన్ వుడ్ బి ఎన్ ఏలియన్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫారినర్, బట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మ్యారేజ్ షీ డిజర్వ్స్ ద రైట్ ఆఫ్ క్లెయిమింగ్ బై రైట్ ఆఫ్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద హస్బెండ్ హ్యాస్ ఆర్ గెట్స్.
మంగళసూత్రము కట్టుక పూర్వము అన్యకన్యగా ఉండినటువంటి ఒక తత్వమునకు ఈ అర్ధ అధికారము రావటంలో దీనికి ఏది కారణం?
Now what is it that marks out the earlier state of being a foreigner and the present state of deserving something by right?
Ee sutramu dharinchatame.
That which has conferred on her this right is that sacred thread which has gone round her neck.
Adhe vidhamugane daivattamunaku saranagati aneetvanti oka tattvamunaku dooramuga undinanta varaku neevu anyudugane untavu.
In the same manner, so long as you are not given to this state of surrender, you are a foreigner and alien to the Lord.
శరణాగతి తత్వం అనేటువంటి సూత్రమును ధరించిన తర్వాత దైవత్వం యొక్క శక్తిలో నీకు అర్ధభాగం లభిస్తుంది.
Once you have worn this thread around your neck, this thread of surrender, you become one with him and you can claim
that right. అధికారం కూడా నీకు లభిస్తుంది.
You have become deserving and you secure the right to demand from God half of whatever he wants.
కనుక దైవత్వమునకు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఆత్మార్పితం అనేటువంటి ఒక మార్గాన్ని మనం కొంతవరకును ప్రయత్నపూర్వకంగా సాధించాలి.
సో త్రూ ఎఫర్ట్ వి షుడ్ ట్రై అండ్ రీచ్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ సరెండర్ టువర్డ్స్ గాడ్.
ఇది ఏ విధంగా మనకు లభిస్తుందంటే ఈ గాయత్రి మంత్రోచ్చారణ చేస్తూ 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 రాగా క్రమక్రమేణా ఇది ఒక విధమైనటువంటి పూర్ణ స్థితిని పొందుతుంది.
హౌ ఇస్ దిస్ పాసిబుల్ యు మైట్ ఆస్క్ దెన్. కంటిన్యూస్లీ చాంటింగ్ దిస్ గాయత్రి మంత్ర యు యోర్ సెల్ఫ్ విల్ రీచ్ ఎ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ఫిల్మెంట్, a sense of feeling that you have achieved something.
అందుకోసమే నేను అప్పుడప్పుడు చెప్తుంటాను గాయత్రి మంత్రంలో ఓం భూర్ భువస్వః.
భగవాన్ టెల్స్ us in గాయత్రి మంత్ర ఓం భూర్ భువస్వః.
భూర్ అనగా భూలోకము.
భూర్ ది ఎర్త్.
భువః సూర్యలోకము.
భువస్వర్లోకం.
సువః స్వర్గలోకము.
సువః హెవెన్.
భూర్ భువస్వః.
భూర్ భువస్వః.
ఏమేమో లోకములు ఇంత ఉండినట్టుగా మనం భావిస్తున్నాము.
వి థింక్ దేర్ సో మెనీ వర్డ్స్.
దీనికి సరైన అర్థములు చెప్పి ప్రజల యొక్క అనుమానములు పూర్తి నిర్మూలం గావించేటువంటి పండితులు లేకపోవటమే దీనికి మూల కారణము.
దేర్ ఆర్ నో స్కాలర్స్ టుడే హూ కెన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది ఇన్నర్ మీనింగ్, క్లారిఫై ఆల్ డౌట్స్. దట్ ఇస్ ద రీజన్ ఫర్ అవర్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ టుడే.
భూర్ అనగా భూలోకము.
భూర్ మీన్స్ దిస్ ఎర్త్.
భూలోకం అనగా ఏమి? మెటీరియల్ లోకం.
దిస్ ఎర్త్, the life on earth is just of material.
Kanukane bhur anaga emiti? Materialization.
So the first level bhur is materialization.
Bhuvaha.
Bhuvaha
ade manasu yokka tattu anaga oka vidhamaina chalanam kaliginchetundi.
That relates, that pertains to the mind.
Adi ye pranamu.
That is life.
Deenine vibration annaru.
This is called vibration.
Prapanchamu materialization.
The world is materialization.
Pranamu vibration.
Life is vibration.
ఇంకా సువహ.
థర్డ్ వన్ సువహ.
అది ఏ జ్ఞానము?
దట్ ఈస్ విజ్డమ్. దీనిని
ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ అన్నారు.
దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రజ్ఞాన విచ్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్.
దీనినే రేడియేషన్ అన్నారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ రేడియేషన్.
మెటీరియలైజేషన్, వైబ్రేషన్, రేడియేషన్ మూడు మనయందే ఉంటున్నాయి.
మెటీరియలైజేషన్, వైబ్రేషన్, రేడియేషన్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ ఆర్ ఇన్ యూ.
కనుక ఎక్కడో ఏ లోకంలో ఉంటున్నాయి కాదు, మన లోకమునందే ఉంటున్నాయి.
దే ఆర్ నాట్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఎనీ
సెపరేట్ వరల్డ్. సారూప్య సామీప్య సాయుధ్యము అని చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ద ప్రాక్సిమిటీ, ది ఐడెంటిటీ అండ్ ద మర్జర్.
ఈ గాయత్రి సాహిత్రి సరస్వతి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని సాయం సమయమునందు ప్రాత సమయమునందు ఈ గాయత్రి మంత్రమును ఉచ్చరించడం అత్యవసరము.
నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ that you chant this mantra either in the early hours of the morning or in the evening hours.
ఇది కేవలము మధ్యాహ్న సమయమునందు ఇది పితృకార్యంగా భావిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
Now during the midday time this has also been taken up for chanting but with a certain purpose.
కానీ సాధన సమయమునందు మాత్రము సాయంకాల సమయము తెల్లవార సమయమే మాత్రమే పవిత్రమైన సమయంగా నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
బట్ వెన్ యూ లుక్ అపాన్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సాధన దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద మార్నింగ్ అవర్స్ అండ్ ద ఈవినింగ్ అవర్స్ విచ్ హావ్ టు బి గాన్ బై.
తెల్లవారి ఒక మూడు పర్యాయమైనా సాయంత్రం ఒక మూడు పర్యాయమైనా పిల్లలు గాయత్రి మంత్రమును ఉచ్చరించడం చాలా మంచిది. మనము ఒక షాపుకు పోయి అప్పుతో మనము ఏదైనా సామాను పుచ్చుకొని వచ్చినప్పుడు ఈ అప్పు పెరిగిపోవటమే కాకుండా అప్పు వడ్డీ కూడా పెరిగిపోతుంటది.
When you go and buy a certain thing on loan, not only does the loan get increased, but also the interest on it multiplies.
అట్టు కాకుండా ఆ అంగట్టు లోపల మనం నగదిచ్చి సామాను తీసుకుని వచ్చే ఈ అప్పు లేదు, అప్పుకు వడ్డీ పెరగదు.
On the other hand, if you are to give something for the sake of taking something from the shop, there is no loan to be cleared, nor is there any interest to be cleared.
మనం అప్పు తెచ్చుకోవటం వల్ల ఏమైపోతుందంటే మనకు నెలకు వచ్చేటువంటి యొక్క జీతం అంతా కూడాను అప్పుకు తగినటువంటి వడ్డీకే చెల్లిపోతుండాలి.
When you have borrowed something on loan, then you find that whatever you have earned, you have got to be spending on clearing the loan and the interest thereof.
వడ్డీ చెల్లించడానికి ఇంత శ్రమ పడుతుంటే ఇంకా అప్పు ఏనాడు తీరేది.
It also is possible that the interest itself could be a terrifying one. How can you clear the loan by itself?
Kanuka manamu eppatikappade kodanu dabbichi manam saamaan teesukochinappudu ee appu ledu, appuku tagina vaddi undadu.
So when you try and clear your dues as and when you buy a particular thing, no loan, no interest.
కనుక తెల్లవారి లేచింది మొదలు గాయత్రి మంత్రం మూడు పర్యాయములు ఉచ్చరించి తిరిగి రాత్రి పండుకునే సమయంలో గాయత్రి మంత్రాన్ని మూడు పర్యాయములు ఉచ్చరించడం వల్ల మన పాపముల యొక్క పరిహారం ఆ ఒట్టి చెల్లిపోతుంది, అసలు అనేటువంటిది కూడా ఉంటుండదు.
సో ఇన్ ద సేమ్ మేనర్ చాంటింగ్ ద గాయత్రి మంత్ర త్రీ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ త్రీ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ ద ఈవినింగ్ బిఫోర్ యూ గో టు బెడ్ would take care of the fact that all your sins in the form of the loan and interest are cleared off.
ఈ విధంగా మంత్రోచ్చారణ చేయటం చేత మానవుడు అకర్మ స్వరూపాన్ని పొందుతున్నాడు.
By chanting the mantra thus with this feeling, then he can certainly transcend beyond this karma.
దీనిలోని నిష్కామ కర్మ కూడాను ప్రారంభమవుతుంది.
And from what he does, he goes to a state of నిష్కామ కర్మ.
ఎప్పటికప్పుడే కూడాను మనము పవిత్రుడుగా మనం మారిపోతుంటాం.
And then and there, you are sanctifying your life.
After that wonderful guidance on Gayatri Mantra from our beloved Bhagwan, we will have our brother Sai Gridhar who will speak on the Sri Satya Sai Living with Sri Satya Sai exhibition currently running at Purnachandra Auditorium.
With pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. The Gita Dhyana Shloka says, Sarvopanishato Gavo Dhogda Gopala Nandanah Parto Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gitamratam Mahat. The essence of all the Vedas and scriptures is Vedanta, also known as Upanishads. Sarvopanishado Gavo. The Gita Dhyana Shloka describes all the Upanishads to be like the cow, the sacred mother cow. Dogdha Gopala Nandanaha. And the divine milkman is none other than our Lord, Gopala Nandana, Lord Bhagwan Sai Krishna. Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta. We all know that the cow does not yield milk in the absence of the calf. The calf here is Partha. In the context of Mahabharata, the Partha is none other than Arjuna. But the meaning of Partha is the son of Prithu. Prithu is another name for Mother Kunti. So Partha is the son of Prithu. Then this question comes, but Mother Kunti had three sons. That is Yudhishthira, Bhima and Arjuna. So why only Arjuna was eligible to partake this Gitamritam? Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat. The Gitacharya compares this milk, this sacred essence called Gita, to Amritam. If you partake this, you will be filled with immortal joy and bliss for eternity. Gitamritam. But why only Arjuna was selected? Bhagwan gives three very beautiful, succinct reasons why Arjuna was the Partha among the three brothers to receive the Gitamritam. And that is the very same reason why each of us here who are also Parthas, how? Prithu is also symbolic of Prithvi, that is Mother Earth, and Partha also means all those who have emerged from Mother Earth are all children of Mother Earth. So each and every one of us here is a Partha. So the three qualifications that Arjuna received or had by the grace of the Lord is verily the attitude that we will need to adopt to experience this most wonderful exhibition that was willed, conceptualized and executed by our beloved Bhagwan through his humble instruments. The first qualification of Partha was he had Purva Tapa, not Pascha Tapa. Swami says Yudhishthira would always do all his acts and wonder in the hindsight and say, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I shouldn't have played the game of dice. But after the event is over. But the quality that Arjuna had was, he would always wonder before the event takes place. That is why Arjuna Vishada Yoga is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He wonders before the war begins whether it is the right thing to do. So all of us, as the great Adi Shankaracharya said, samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karane. When the moment of reckoning comes, when the final moments come, all the scholarship and achievements in the world is not going to come to our rescue. At that point, to wonder and see whether we have done Bhaja Govindam, maybe a little too late. So as Vedanarayan sir very beautifully put it, we have to awaken to the window of golden opportunity that Bhagwan has provided each and every one of us in the form of this wonderful conference, Living with Sri Satya Sai. So Purva Tapam, that is awakening to this potential that this conference has to work for our Kalyana and the Loka Kalyana hand to hand together, is the first qualification. The second qualification, which is also the attitude that we need to adopt to experience this exhibition that is set up in the Purna Chandra, is beautifully described by Swami in the form of a short story where he says,
Lord Krishna takes Arjuna to the forest and shows him a bird perched on a tree. And Krishna says, Partha, see, that is a dove seated on the tree. So Partha looks at it and says, yes, Swami, that is a dove. Then Krishna says, no, no, that is a peacock. Immediately Partha says, yes, Swami, that is a peacock. Then Krishna says, no, that is a crow. And Partha immediately replies and says, yes, Swami, that is a crow. And Krishna immediately chides Partha and says, what is this? Don't you have a brain of your own? Whatever I say, you're accepting. And then Partha replied, Lord, you are the supreme divinity. Whatever you say and utter is the truth. And hence, if you say it is a crow, it is a crow. If you say it is a peacock, it is a peacock. For it wouldn't take a moment for you to change it from dove to peacock to crow. And hence, what you say or what you utter is the absolute truth. When we experience this exhibition, we have to go with this absolute faith and conviction that the exhibition houses the word of the avatar, the word of our Supreme Lord, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai. And hence, this exhibition is Shri Satya Sai Gita. And all the elements that you will see in the exhibition are directly Bhagwan's words itself. And the third and the final attitude that you will need to adopt, the final qualification of Partha, which Bhagwan beautifully describes in the summer course of 1979, Swami says, Partha had two relationships with Krishna. We all know that Partha or Arjuna was a very close and dear friend to Krishna, but Bhagwan says he had two relationships. What was that? One was sneham, friendship, and the other one was bhakti, devotion. He had both friendship and devotion. The issue with friendship is you may take your friend for granted after a while. The issue with devotion is you may be so humble that you may not ask the questions that you have in your mind to the Lord in front of you. So Swami says that we must be like Partha, who was both a close friend of Krishna, also was a great devotee of Krishna. So when we go to the exhibition, we have to approach with sneham that is enriched by devotion, friendship enriched by devotion to the Lord, and conviction that His word will guide us, His direct words to us will guide us. And the second aspect is we must approach with devotion, not just friendship, because the humility and the reverence and love is essential for us to digest the dugdham, which is Gitamritam. With these few words, I pray to Bhagwan that He helps all of us, because this exhibition is housed in Purnachandra. Purnachandra means a full moon, a resplendent moon, a cool moon. So when we go through this experience of living with Sai, we all emerge out of this experience of living with Sai, the exhibition in Purnachandra, with a cool mind, a Purna, Paripurna heart and mind that reflects the divine effulgence of Bhagwan in our day-to-day life. Jai Sai Ram.
We will conclude this wonderful morning by a musical presentation by our Prashanti Bhajan group.
With Sai is an endless hope. Life without Sai is a hopeless end. In this time and moment, how are we to live with Sai? This timeless classic of Sant Kabir Das has the answer. Moko kaha dhundere bande, O friend, where do thou search for me? मैं तो तेरे पास में, आई एम नियर यू। मैं हूं विश्वास में, आई एम इन योर फेथ। मैं तो तेरे श्वास में, आई एम इन योर एवरी ब्रेथ। दिस सीक्रेट हैज बीन अनरैवल्ड बाय स्वामी फॉर अस थ्रू हिज लाइफ एंड मैसेज, एंड ऑल ऑफ हिज लाइफ एंड मैसेज इज एम्बेडेड इन हिज स्वीट नेम, एस ए आई। Join us on this journey to unravel this secret.
Mere Sai, man mera lage na, तेरे दर्शन की प्यासी, मन मेरो लागिना तेरे बिनारे, मन मेरो लागिना तेरे बिनारे, अखिया तेरे दर्शन की प्यासी, अखिया तेरे दर्शन की प्यासी। जीवन ज्योत जलाओ साई मेरे, जीवन ज्योत जलाओ साई मेरे, मन मेरो लागे ना तेरे दिनारे, तेरी छवि अति सुंदर केश ये है घुंघराले निराले, नयन कमल अति मोहक मादक, रंजित ये अधरारे, इस छवि को हम मन में रख के तेरे गुण को गाए, तेरे गुण को गाए, मन मंदिर
दिखाओ। स्वामी, वी योर चिल्ड्रन मिस योर ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म अमिडस्ट अस, वेयर हैव यू लेफ्ट अस फॉर, वेयर कैन वी फाइंड यू?
बंदे मैं तो तेरे पास में, ना तीरथ में ना मूरत में, ना एकांत निवास में, मुझको कहाँ ढूंढे रे बंदे, मैं तो तेरे पास में, मैं तो तेरे पास में।
Where do you search for me? I am right next to you. Look around. I am the indweller of every being. Serve every fellow man, and through service you shall live with me.
Har prani mein so
हर प्राणी में बाबा सब प्रेम करो सब प्रेम करो मेरा प्रसन्न होगा बंदे मैं तो हूँ विश्वास में मैं तो हूँ विश्वास में अल्लाह अकबर
येडुकोंडल वाडा वेंकटरमणा गोविंदा
Hallelujah! Praise be the Lord.
जो बोले सोनिहाल
सत श्री अकाल
बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि जो नाम चाहो
My child, not only do I reside in all, I also reside in your faith, Vishwas. Call me by any name and I shall respond to you. Chant my name from a heart suffused with love and feeling. Through adoration, you shall live with me.
Prem se bolo. से बोलो
गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो
गोविंद बोलो गोपाल बोलो
राम नाम बोलो हरि नाम बोलो
गोविंद बोलो
हरि गोपाल बोलो
गोविंद बोलो
बंदे मैं तो तेरे श्वास में मैं तो तेरे श्वास
I am within you as the sound that reverberates through the cosmos. Become one with that sound and you shall be one with me.
Shayan sapan me saiyo गगन पवन में साइयो गगन पवन में साइयो नयन नयन में साइयो
नयन नयन में साइयो
नयन नयन
resides in every breath of your being. I am in your every breath in the form of Soham.
Soham.
Let this be your constant mantra to remind you how close I am to you. Through this illumined mind, you will live with me. Soham, Soham.
Soham, Soham, Jaan karo.
Soham, Soham, Jaan karo.
Soham, Brahma. Soham, Vishnu.
Thank you.
dear one, living with Sai means to live in S, service, A, adoration, and I, illumination. Through this service, I am close to you.
Main to tere paas mein.
Through adoration, I am dear to you.
Vishwas mein.
Through illumination, you and I are one.
Main to tere shwas mein.
Govinda bolo Hari Gopal bolo.
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 राम रहीम कृष्ण
Bye. సకల జగత
Shine.
जय।